Hey, 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 what is up, you guys? Welcome back to What's On Your Mind podcast. Today, I have my friend, which is, you guys already know her. She was here on the second episode, and yeah, everybody loves her, so I thought I would want to bring her here. And we're going to talk about self-awareness and how self-awareness is important and how that can be helpful for you. And we also talk about Enneagram. Just a quick little disclaimer, Tracia, Christy, or Trace, I don't know what to call her. She has a lot of nicknames, but Trace and I are not the expert on Enneagram. There's a lot of books about it. There's a lot of blogs and articles about it. If you really want to get into it, I will link that website on the description for this episode. But I have her here and we just talk about our experiences getting to know ourselves through the Enneagram. And yeah, it was so much fun and I hope you enjoy listening to this episode. So without further ado, let's just get into it. Welcome to What's On Your Mind podcast with me, Michelle. Here we're going to talk about everything that's on your mind, things that are keeping you up at 2 a.m. in the morning, or random thoughts that you're having when you're in the shower. You will laugh or cry, but at least it's spoken and it's not just buried inside your mind. Hey, Trace.
Hey, hey.
Welcome back. I am so excited to have you on. And when I put the recording that we did previously, everyone was messaging me and saying that you were a great guest.
Oh, that's so sweet. I loved being on and I'm happy to be back again.
Anyway, if you haven't listened to it, Trace, do you want to give like a little quick introduction of who you are?
Sure. So hi, my name is Christy, Tresha, whatever you call me. I am 23 and I moved to Georgia a couple years ago, but I used to live in New Hampshire and am good friends, best friends with Michelle ever since she moved to America, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so today I want to talk to you about Enneagram, right? That's how you call it. Well, the topic that I really want to dig deeper to is self-awareness. And I feel like Enneagram is one of the tools that people use to be more aware of themselves. And from all of my friends that I know, I feel like you are the one that have the most knowledge about Enneagram. I mean, since you moved to Georgia, you become more self-aware. And that's why I want to reach out to you and talk about this with you.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like moving to Georgia, this has been like the biggest thing that I've learned, not Enneagrams, but self-awareness in general, because of where I work and the people that I'm surrounded with. It's like all we talk about, but it's helped me be more confident in who I am and who God has created me to be. So I love talking about this stuff, but I am no pro. Just to put that out there.
Yeah, I feel like the purpose of this podcast on today's episode is not really about putting a label on you or telling you what to do and all of that kind of stuff. We just want to help you be aware of yourself and give you the tool that you can use to increase your self-awareness. All right, so before we start, I have some icebreaker questions for you. You know the drill, you've been here before.
Yeah, let's do it.
First question, what have you been doing during quarantine?
Oh my gosh, I've been watching a lot of shows. I've made a list of TV shows and movies to watch. I've been doing a lot of cooking and I can't cook very well, so this has been the perfect time for me to make those skills better. You know what I mean? So yeah, those are like the two big things. And talking to people that I don't typically talk to. It's been a good time to intentionally have conversations with friends that I haven't connected with in a while.
That's awesome. I feel like I pretty much do the same thing as you did. It's been a good rest time for sure.
Yes, rest, full of rest.
Okay, second question. If money were no object, you can do anything in the world that you want and money doesn't matter. What job would you want to be as a career?
Oh. Or
what would you do if money is not a thing?
I would travel the world and be like a food blogger or a travel blogger or whatever, you know, like not care about views and like all that stuff, but literally just go and explore new places and try new food and meet new people. And yeah.
Wow. That sounds so good.
Right? Isn't that like the dream?
Yeah. Well, related to that, what was your first job?
It has nothing to do with that. My first job was being a tennis camp counselor over the summer in like high
really?
School. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Yeah.
Well, see, I learned something new about you. Okay, what does self-awareness mean to you?
I think for me, self-awareness is understanding how I'm wired and knowing the differences between myself and other people so that I can communicate with other people better through understanding the differences between us and the similarities between us.
Yeah, I feel like self-awareness, well, for me personally, I feel like it is this ability to see yourself more clearly, to understand who you are as a person, to understand how other people see you.
Yep, exactly.
What do you think the importance of self-awareness? Before we jump into this Enneagram that we're going to talk about, but why do you think it's important to be self-aware?
I think it's very important for growth. Like, if you want to grow and continue to learn in life, I feel like the basis of that is to understand who you are fully and to understand why you are the way that you are and to give yourself grace for that. Like, I think if we are constantly beating ourselves up over things that we don't like about ourselves, we probably just don't understand why we are that way. And then we can't grow because we just can't love ourselves completely.
Yeah. All right. So let's jump into this Enneagram. I feel like everybody talks about it nowadays. It's very popular because I don't know anything about it until you kind of mentioned it. You're actually the one that like sent like a text, not a text, like a Snapchat. I remember a Snapchat on like our group friends, and you send it, hey, you guys take this quiz or whatever.
Yeah. So I am in, like, where I work now is an internship, and a big part of that is, you know, developing myself through it and being more self-aware. So they asked me to do it first, and I took it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this has like opened my eyes to so much. And I was like, I wonder what all my friends are. So I sent the assessment to you guys and was really curious what you all got.
Funny to say, because once you sent it to me and I actually took it, this really described who I am as a person. You want to talk about like the different types of Enneagram means and stuff like that?
So I know that like a lot of this information comes from a book from Ian Cron called The Road Back to You. So y'all can read that book and read into it yourself if you'd like, because like I said, again, I am no pro and neither is Michelle. We just have learned a lot about it while we were doing research about ourselves. Anyways, so there are 9 different types. I am a 2. So the 2 is the helper. That's like the word that describes what the 2 is. And Michelle?
I'm a 3. I think it's called the achiever.
It is. So 1 through 9. Number 1 is the reformer. Number 2 is the helper. Number 3 is the achiever. Number 4 is the individualist. Number 5, the investigator. 6, the loyalist. 7, the enthusiast. 8, the challenger. And 9, the peacemaker.
Do you want to like give a little blurb about like each one of them?
Yeah. So I guess I could say like 2 or 3 words that describe each number that I have here on a chart, because like I don't know that off the top of my head. Okay. So a 1 is typically somebody who is detailed, self-controlled, and organized. A 2 is somebody who is helpful, generous, supportive. A 3 is somebody who is motivated, driven, and encouraging. A 4 is somebody who is empathetic, creative, and unique, and feelings first. 5 is somebody who is logistical, reserved, and full of knowledge. A 6 is the loyalist, is somebody who is loyal, committed. 7, somebody who is adventurous, spontaneous, and joyful. 8 is assertive, a leader, a justice seeker. And the 9 is the peaceful, go with the flow, understanding mediator.
Wow, that's awesome. And most people would say that, how can you put a label on somebody? How can you put us like human in a box? And what would you say to that?
Honestly, I think that is what people say about all personality tests and all things, like even astrology and all those things that people use to self-discover. And I think it's honestly, instead of it putting them in a box, I think it's them putting themselves in that box, because you are saying that you are only these things. And that's not even what this is saying. This is saying that this is parts of who you are and parts of what makes you great.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I don't think it put people in a box. I mean, people are more than their personality for sure. Each person has a unique, you know, unique personality, unique traits. And like I said earlier, Enneagram is one of the tools that you can use to be more self-aware. It doesn't tell you what to do. It doesn't tell you who you are. It's a tool to guide you to be a better version of yourself. Do you want to talk a little bit about your type specifically? And then I can talk a little bit about mine.
Yeah. So I'm a 2-wing 1. So being a helper, I love serving others, but with that, I can be critical of myself, and that's the wing one part of myself. I fear being unwanted, but I love to encourage people. I love to have deep connections with people. I can be sensitive, but it's because I genuinely care about other people. Yeah. So that's, I guess, a little bit of me. What about you?
Yeah, so I'm a type 3, which is called the achiever. I have a little blurb in front of me. I'm just going to read it. It says that I am attractive.
Wait.
No, it says that I am very competitive. I'm ambitious. I am energetic, which is true. I'm highly driven for advancement, which is, again, true. It's one of the reasons why I want to make this podcast, to be a better version of myself. I'm very goal-oriented, want to excel in everything that they do, which is sometimes can be very hard because you become people that can't be present. You cannot be happy with your success because you're always wanting to be beating the best version of yourself. And it can be very tiring when you live like that. It can be very exhausting because you can never feel enough. You can never feel content. You are always afraid of being worthless. You always want to feel like valuable. So that's how I see myself. But knowing that now I can be more intentional about, hey, maybe I should stop and stuff like that. Key motivation for threes is to be affirmed. They always want to be affirmed of how good their performance is, which is so true, because you can probably ask my mom, during this quarantine, every single time I make something, I take a picture of it and send it to my mom. And my mom would say, good job. And it made me so happy. For real. And the response that people give me, that's the way I feel enough. Mm-hmm. That's the way I feel good about myself. So that's type 3. And Tricia just talked about her type 2. And there's other types. There's type 1, 2, 9. And I'm going to link the Enneagram website on the episode description if you guys want to check it out. But I want to kind of move on from Enneagram for a second, but I kind of want to know your experience. How did knowing your Enneagram type kind of help you in your day-to-day life?
Yeah, I think along with Enneagram, obviously I've done a lot of different personality tests, but like this is a whole part of being like self-aware. So understanding that I am this way makes me more confident in being this person. So like when I am, like I work on a team of 8 people and we all are different types. And when we work together as a team, I can see that others are more, you know, assertive and they're directive. And then there are others that are the mediators and they're there to make sure that everybody's views are communicated. And then there are those who are just there to support each other, and understanding that I'm that person, that is who I become, and I'm not trying to take over or trying to be more like somebody else who I think is being successful. I'm going to be successful in my own way, mm-hmm. because I know that this is the best version of myself. They all know their type and they all know my type. And so that definitely helps us communicate with each other and understand each other and why we are the way that we are. So when we are having brainstorm meetings, we can give each other grace for the way that we are, because we understand that some people process information differently and need time and still can come up with great ideas, and others need to think about it on the spot. Having a group of people that all understand this has been so helpful in communicating with each other and having better relationships with each other. And I'm not saying that we don't have conflict, because we know our Enneagram and our temperament and our Myers-Briggs and stuff like that, but there is less of it and there's more forgiveness there and there's more kindness between each other. I feel like if not, we would have to constantly kind of deal with miscommunications, and it would just be uncomfortable more often. But we have less of that because we know each other so well.
That is so great. I feel like it will actually really be helpful, because I've seen some companies actually have that implemented in their system where when you apply to a job or something, they will ask you for like your Enneagram types.
Oh yeah. I mean, applying for the jobs in the organization that I work in, they ask for everything. They ask your Enneagram, your right path, your DISC, your Myers-Briggs, every kind of assessment you can think of, they ask for it. And then they use it in the interview process to see how you would flow with the team, because they know all of the rest of the team's assessments and stuff. So it's been really interesting, but really cool. It's given me good conversations in the interview process to talk about myself and how it relates to other people, you know?
Yeah, that is so true. Because I mean, there's really nothing that is more uncomfortable in an interview when they ask you about, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Right, exactly. That's like the first question. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
For real. Like when you go to interview and they're like, okay, well, tell me a little bit about yourself. And I'm just like, oh, man. It'll be so much easier if they already know like some of my stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Yeah, they ask for like the basis, but then they ask you to explain it and then to talk about your experience. So it's not like the only thing they're judging you off of is these numbers and letters and words, but like, it's just the basis of how to get the conversation started. Yeah, so great.
That is true. Okay. So before we close this, do you have anything else to add for like the Enneagram?
I highly recommend it. And I think everybody should take the assessment. You can probably find a free one online, and there are plenty of Instagram posts, even if you don't want to read the book, because I'm not a reader myself, not Instagram posts, sorry, Instagram accounts, where people like make really cute creative pictures and graphics for each type, and they talk about them. So I highly recommend it.
Yeah, for real. There are actually a lot of Instagram accounts about Enneagram. There's a podcast about, not a podcast, there are multiple podcasts about Enneagram. People write songs about Enneagram. There's a lot of things that you can dig deeper into the Enneagram if you're really into it. But the point of today's episode is just really getting you to be familiar about self-awareness and how self-awareness can be beneficial to you and help you to be a better version of yourself and to get to know yourself a little bit better and be more intentional, because I feel like that's the goal, to be more self-aware.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so before we close this, you know the drill. I have last questions for you, Trace. What's on your mind right now?
On my mind right now is what I'm going to be doing with my life for the next month. We're all kind of constantly in our thoughts, but I mean, like today's the first day that I am not working from either job. I've been working from home from one job, but like I have a break from that job for a month. So I feel like I need to get kind of schedule or plan together, or I'm going to lose control of my life. So I need to, that's what's on my mind right now.
How do you know that you have a break for a month?
I do. And this is when it starts, and the break starts now, and it should end sometime mid-May, hopefully.
Gotcha. We talk almost every day, but I kind of want to know, how are you really? Because we talk and we joke around and stuff a lot. But I don't think I had the chance to actually have like this one-on-one conversation with you about talking about how you're doing. And I just want to check in with you.
Well, thank you. That's so sweet. I've been doing okay. I feel like every day is different. I tell people all the time when they're asking me how I'm doing that it comes in waves. Every day is like I'm taking it one day at a time. Today I'm good because I woke up and decided that I was going to be productive. I was going to make banana bread. The first thing I did when I woke up was make banana bread. And I'm going to be editing videos today because I haven't done that all month when I said I was going to do that. So I'm just trying to be better today because yesterday was not a strong day for me. And hopefully tomorrow is good too, but I know that every day can't be fantastic, and that's okay. Yeah. But I've been doing okay, and I think leaning in on people and honestly having so much time to live in my home that I've recently just moved into has been so great. So I'm okay. I'm doing good. I have no complaints. There are people with much bigger problems out there, and I should never complain because everybody is healthy and I have all that I need. I'm not worried about anything. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to remind you the things that you always said to me, that my feelings, your feelings matter too.
Thank you.
Don't say that we can't complain, but because we have absolutely the right to complain. We are in quarantine.
Yeah, you're right.
I have a dad joke for you. What? What does a zombie vegetarian eat?
Do you actually want me to guess?
Yes. Oh, I want God. You to think.
Oh, a zombie vegetarian?
Yep.
I don't know.
Grains.
What? Oh, brains.
No, not brains.
I know, but it's grains because it rhymes with grains.
Yep, and he's vegetarian.
Okay. Wow.
One more.
Okay.
What does a nosy pepper do?
A nosy pepper? Mm-hmm. I don't know. What is it?
It gets jalapeno business.
I've heard that one. I love that one.
It's so funny.
I love jalapeno jokes.
I love that jokes, but I know it's not everyone cups of tea, but it's okay. I love them. All right. Well, before we go, do you want to, give yourself a shout out, plug yourself?
A plug? You can find me on Instagram at Christy_Tresha_. That's it.
And your YouTube channel. She has a YouTube channel with Risanta. It's called Santa Cookies X.
Yes, it is. It is Santa Cookies X.
Yeah.
And I will post a vlog sometime during quarantine. Okay. Risanta has been really good, people. I'm working on it.
All right. Well, thank you again, Trish, to be here.
You're welcome. And I love this. This is so fun.
I love having you on the podcast. Hopefully you don't mind me keep bothering you with it.
No, I love this so much. We have some thoughtful and wholesome content. So I love talking to you about this stuff.
Now we're just going to say bye on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Bye.
Bye.
That is all I got for you guys today. I hope that after listening to this episode, you get something meaningful from it. I hope you looked it up. And I hope that after listening to this episode, you actually look it up what your Enneagram types is. And let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram at MichelleSCR or at Once On Your Mind Podcast. And let me know what your Enneagram type, because I am very curious. And yeah, don't forget to subscribe, review, rate on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss out on next week's episode. All right, until then, I'll catch you guys next week. Bye now.